Today is Monday, the 24th of June, the birthday of St. John the Baptist, in the 12th week of Ordinary Time. Eliza King sings, All Things New. Where is God acting with newness and restoration in your life and the world around you at the moment?
You rise as the bright morning star. We were blind, but we see.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
Now the time came for Elizabeth to give birth, and she bore a son. Her neighbours and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy to her, and they rejoiced with her. On the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child, and they were going to name him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said, No, he is to be called John. They said to her, None of your relatives has this name. Then they began motioning to his father to find out what name he wanted to give him. He asked for a writing tablet and wrote, His name is John. And all of them were amazed. Immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue freed, and he began to speak, praising God. Fear came over all their neighbours, and all these things were talked about throughout the entire hill country of Judea. All who heard them pondered them and said, What then will this child become? For indeed the hand of the Lord was with him. The child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the wilderness until the day he appeared publicly to Israel.
Elizabeth, we are told, had been hoping for a child for years, perhaps decades, before her son was born. It would have been easier, surely, to give up hope and to settle for what she had. What unrealized hopes do you have? For yourself, or your family, or your work, or your church? What helps you to keep those hopes alive? What supports you in not giving up on them? And what's it like in your own experience when a long-held hope is at last realised, as Elizabeth's is here? Listen as you hear the passage again for all the different reactions to John's birth. How do Elizabeth, Zechariah, the bystanders, and their neighbours react?
Now the time came for Elizabeth to give birth, and she bore a son. Her neighbours and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy to her, and they rejoiced with her. On the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child, and they were going to name him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said, "No, he is to be called John." They said to her, "None of your relatives has this name." Then they began motioning to his father to find out what name he wanted to give him. He asked for a writing tablet and wrote, "His name is John." And all of them were amazed. Immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue freed, and he began to speak, praising God. Fear came over all their neighbours. And all these things were talked about throughout the entire hill country of Judea. All who heard them pondered them and said, "What then will this child become? for indeed the hand of the Lord was with him. The child grew and became strong in spirit. And he was in the wilderness until the day he appeared publicly to Israel.
Speak to God for a moment or two of your own hopes, and listen for anything he might want to say to you about them. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.